I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. If you enjoy twisty plots, building and breaking secrets, love, and forgiveness, Bill Clegg's emotional novel, The End of the Day, is captivating. There are six characters. Dana, Clegg wrote, the day was July 3rd, 1969, a Thursday, one of the only dates Dana remembers. Not because she left the bank that morning without telling her father, or even because she spent the first money from her trust on a ridiculously expensive taxi ride. She remembers the date because it's the one that marked the last day of what she would imprecisely call her youth. Jackie. Eyes closed, cheek pressed into a foam pillow she slept on for decades, Jackie curls onto her side toward the middle of the mattress. She rubs her feet together, circles the pillow with both arms, and burrows deeper into the familiar softness. The lingering fragrance of dryer sheets tugs her gently back across the gap between awake and asleep, where ghost sounds of crowded mornings fill her ears, cabinet doors slamming shut, young voices tangling from the kitchen, a chair squeaking along the linoleum floor. Lupita. Not a word in all these years, and now so many. I found your number in a photograph. It was on the side of your van. I'm sorry. I know that sounds strange. I thought. Can you please call me? It's important. She never heard the sounds of her first coups and mangled words, and now in her ears, complete sentences, hurried and adult. But Lupita knows. Hap. His father sings in his sleep, mostly jingles from the 40s. Brill Cream, Schlitz Beer, Camel Cigarettes. How mild, how mild, how mild can a cigarette be? His voice is radio smooth, soothing, at least two octaves higher than his regular speaking voice, and sounds young, despite his 79 years. In between the jingles, the same old Bing Crosby song, swinging on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar. Alice, she'd forgotten about babies. Not since her 20s, when Hap was an infant, had she experienced the immediate and finely tuned connection between a brand new life and its mother. Floyd. He left the diapers and the jug of iced tea in the back seat. Jackie didn't seem to mind staying behind while he walked back to the car. Amy was asleep beside her on the blanket they'd spread out at the far end of the second field at Hatch Pond, where they could see the fireworks. This intriguing story by Bill Clegg, The End of the Day, is one I found to be absorbing and hard to put aside. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.